Alors, chou, daf, chelik base, daf, kuf, yud, base. Paragraph base. Bemakbil li yeshrei shenosei natera. Corresponding to the straightness of the one who gave the Torah, described in the previous section, aleinu la'alos bimsilas yeshrim milemata lemala. We also have to go up through this path of the upright, path of the straight, from the bottom to the top. Naschil baze bemshech ha'sugya hanal b'kiddushin. So we continue with the sugya we quoted above in Kiddushin. Tala davir rabbi Yishmael, b'ni, im poga becha menuval ze, if this creature, meaning the Yetzer Hara, encounters you, starts up with you, moshcheyu leveis ha'midrash, pull him into the base of midrash. Im barzel hu mispoitzeit, if he's like iron, he'll just blow up. Im evenu nimoach, if he's like stone, he will melt. The Goin explains that Chazal are giving us an instruction. A person who feels himself attacked by Yetzirah, Chazal are telling us here, in Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, that he should learn Shelo Lishma. This is the meaning of this term that Chazal are using over here. Pull him into Beis HaMidrash. Meaning, Hainu, Sheim Sheiches Yetzir Atzmoi Lesoch Beis HaMidrash. Pull the Yetzer itself into Beis HaMidrash, Shiyeh Mo Bilimudo, and incorporate it into learning. Meaning, learn Shelo Lishma. Vezeu, yeah. V'atam lazehu, the reason for this is, Im ha'adam yeschil ilmoyde techef lishma, lo yenechloi. If the person begins immediately learning lishma, the Yetzer will not leave him alone. Ach yeschil shelo lishma, rather the person should begin shelo lishma, and as Chazal say, mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. The Yetzer doesn't want the person to learn even b'shelo lishma. Ach mimeila yisbatel. But nonetheless, through the learning, the Yetzer will be weakened. Ki mitoch shelo lishma v'chulei, as Chazal say, it will bring to lishma. U'mikol sheken shekavanasa l'shem shamayim. This is the Gra on his commentary to Mishlei, Perek Chaf Hei, on the pasuk Imra'i v'sunacha achir olechem. Now, be'ur ze shelagav, this explanation of the Goin, hu ha'yesoid l'shita sagrach, b'inyan mitoch shevenu v'sof perek dalet. This is the foundation for what Rav Chaim Volozhin spoke about in the concept of mitoch that we discussed in detail at the end of the fourth chapter. This shita is obviously well anchored, literally. It's founded on the words of Chazal, Moshe leves midash, pull him, the Yetzer Hara, into Beis HaMidash. Furthermore, we mentioned this above, that Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner had a question about this to do with Korbanos Balak, if I remember correctly. The question is that Chazal state that because Balak brought all these korbanos that Bilam told him to offer, seven altars here and seven altars there, if I remember correctly, of 42 korbanos, Chazal say that because of, in the merit of that, he had a descendant called Rus. Rus Amaviyah came from him. And the question of the Pachas Yitzchak is, what he did was certainly Shelo Lishma. He was trying to curse the Jewish people when he built these altars and brought the korbanos. How can Chazal apply to that situation? Mitoch Shelo Lishma, Ba Lishma. Something along those lines is a question, and the author is telling us that through the Shita of the Goin and Rav Chaim Volozhin, that question is resolved. Ki bevaday yesh ka mitoch b'lishum kavana lishma. There is a concept of mitoch Shelo Lishma, Ba Lishma, even without any intent of Lishma. What they do is to show us that there's a concept of mitoch shelo lishma in avoida shemuchachim la'asek b'torah shelo lishma kedei levatel ha'yetzer. What they're indicating is that there's a certain element where a person must perforce be involved in torah shelo lishma in order to be mevatel the yetzer. That's when the Rav Chaim spoke about this idea of the ladder, where it perforce one has to put one's foot on the first rung before getting to the top rung. It just doesn't work otherwise. At any rate, Vineh Rabbeinu HaGoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Olech B'Yikvisem. He followed this view of the Goyin Mivilna in Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he wrote, Hayesoid lefanav limud lishma, shilmoid beseder limud shel shelo lishma, haynu shiyeh gadol bin anashim. He's writing that for a young man, he should learn shelo lishma, meaning to make for himself a reputation, to be known as a scholar. That's Shelo Lishma that he starts. Says the author, Vezeis, Ki bevadai kol tzeir maschil lelun mara. Certainly, every young man who's starting to learn Gemara will begin in pagabecha manuval ze. He falls into what Chazal above Tanna de Rabbi Ishmael referred to as if this despicable creature encounters you, the Yetzirah. Certainly, every young man is bothered by the Yetzirah. Veloi pam hayetzir mafia loy belimudoy. The Yetzirah interferes in his learning. Asher al kein haichach lishtamesh b'shelo lishma ze. Therefore, it's imperative to use this shelo lishma and to pull the Yetzirah into Beis HaMidrash. And as Rabbi Yisrael said, to learn even shelo lishma with motivations of which are not entirely pure. Uvisadei ze shelo lishma ze munach lishma. In this foundation of shelo lishma, there is inherent the lishma sherei rotzei baze lanetzach es hayetzer, because the person is doing it, he wants to defeat the yetzerah v'lilmod hitev, to be able to learn well. Now, mehaschalasa shelo lishma, from the beginning, anu magim lemadrega yosei gvoah, we reach a level which is higher, halimud lishma, learning for its own sake. Beveur inyan ze nerech b'ikvos abin agoyin abin yisrael zichu yegin alenu, we're going to follow the footsteps of Rabbi Yisrael Miseland. Hu koisev beor yisrael siman vav, he writes as follows, halimud betura sheikai limud, learning of Torah which can be called learning, learning which is sufficient to be called learning, hu lilmoid becharifus hadas, is to learn with sharpness, giftig, asim, literally venomous, like in Afrikaans, giftig. It's to learn with sharpness, poison almost. Kol echad machazik bechol oiz svarasoi, with each person cleaving to his position. That's limud. On the other hand, halishma hishkitus ruach. The characteristic of lishma is that a person is completely calm. Im kidvarav v'im kidvei chaveroi shaveh b'nav, so that whether he turns out to be right or his chavrusa turns out to be right is for him exactly the same thing. That's what lishma is. V'heima kim'ad dvarim misnagdim zeh lazeh. So Rabbi Yisrael, these two concepts are almost polar opposites. To be called learning means to defend your position with complete sharpness and intensity. Whereas lishma is to be totally tranquil and not to really worry about whether I am right or he is right because you're learning lishma. So it's almost polar opposites. Lazeh sorunu chazal ech lisnaeg, and therefore Chazal instructed us in this issue. Kema amaram kiddushim daflam edamud beis, they say there, afilu ha'av uvnoi, even if it's a father and a son, harav v'talmidoi, with a very close rav and his talmid, ha'iskim b'torah b'sha'achad, they involved in Torah, na'asim oyevim ze lazeh. Chazal describe it as enemies when they're learning, the enemies to one another, ve'einam zazim isham ad she'nasim oyevim ze zeh. But ultimately, it moves to the point of love for one another, she'nema, the quote of Pasuk, es vohev besufa v'chole ayin sham. It starts off with enmity when they're learning, but there's a love that as a conclusion. And Rabbi Yisrael continues, ha'iva barishayna, hi b'chinas ha'limud b'charifus ha'das kanal. When Chazal here is speaking about this enmity between the father and the son, or the Rav and the Talmid, that's, says Rabbi Yisrael, what I spoke to you above, when learning b'charifus ha'das, learning with intensity and with sharpness and defending one's position. The ahava, the seifa, the love that Chazal described it, and he b'chinas lishma. That's the aspect of lishma, tranquility, levatel kol echad da'atoi leilech acharov ha'gadil, where a person is completely prepared to negate his own position in favor of the majority or somebody who's greater than him in Torah. Oy la'amod kol echad b'da'atoi k'masu b'ei shamai k'divayim v'chuli v'mois yudaled al pi ha'gedarim avorim b'gvam v'paskim b'zeh, according to the parameters of learning and halacha. Achein b'hanagas chibavirus, through this conduct of closeness and friendship, hi b'chinas lishma. That, and that's the concept of lishma, lekayem ha'emes hi b'chinas limud, to fulfill the truth and to strive for the truth, is the aspect of learning this work about, the sharpness, lehagiv ulchazek olechad svarasei, each one defending, strengthening his svar, hanirei nachon b'navu, whatever seems right to him. And again, v'ashalim b'chinas lishma ahivu, and shalim is the aspect of lishma. That's Rabbi Yisrael Miseland, says the author. Halimuda she'ikare limudu b'charifus ha'das. Rabbi Yisrael says, if you want to call it limud, to even qualify for the term Torah learning, there's got to be a sharpness. Umashma, says the author, she'bli charifus ha'das enu nika limud. It's not called limud otherwise. כל אחד עד כסי יכולתו, each one to the edge of his ability. וזוהי צורס לימוד הגמרא. That's how Gemara is learned. As we know, חזל call it a war. מלחמתה של תירה, they call it the war of Torah. הגרח מבלושין מוסיף כאן עוד רעה. רב חיים מבלושין adds another instruction, and he writes, אסור לי לתלמיד לקבל דברי רבוי, כשיש לו קושיות עליהם. A talmid is forbidden to accept the words of his teacher when he has difficulties with them. ולפעמים יהיה האמס עם התלמיד, sometimes he'll turn out to be right. That's in his commentary, פרקי אבויס. אי אפשר ואסור ללמד לוותר על השכל שלו. It's impossible and forbidden for somebody learning Torah to just forgo his own mind and his own understanding. It's not permitted. ודיבורי בלימוד עם חבריו, when he's discussing Sigyois with his chavusas, etc. Who chayav laleches im svarasui ad asayf. He has to go with his svara all the way to the end. Lehagen ulhavir ayos ele kol ma sheyuchal. To defend it and to support it and to motivate it to the extent of his ability. Vechen b'shamoi merabo dvarim shish lakushi alem. When he hears from his teacher things that he has difficulties with, hu chayav lehakshayis. He has to ask kashas ad sheyishev lo hadavar until the matter is resolved. בלי לימוד כזה בחיפוש הדעס, without such learning, as we just described, איך יגיעו אי פעם לישלוס השכל? How can a Talmid ever hope to reach a straight mind? הרי כל תכליס הלימוד הוא להגיע לישלוס ההבנה, the purpose of the learning is to reach a straight understanding. אם מקנן בשכל הלומד עוד איזה יקום, if in the mind of the student there still festers some distortion, some krumkeit, כיצד יישר? How is it going to be straightened אם לא ילחם במלחמתה של תירה עם חבריו וגם רבי סב? Unless he joins battle, unless he engages in the war of Torah with his chavusas and his teachers, והם יוכיחו לו כסבר עשוי הישא עקומה, so that they can prove to him, demonstrate to him, that his previous svara was in fact distorted and incorrect. ואם כך יראה לו פעם אחר פעם, if that happens to him time and time again, יישר שכלו בסוף. Ultimately, the mind straightens. He begins to learn from experience and to see various things that he was wrong about before. הרי תורה קדושה היא אמס, the Torah is truth. ומלחמתה של תורה היא לעמוד על אמס. The concept of the war of Torah is to ascertain the truth. ובזה אין משאי פנים בין תלמיד ורב ומכל שכן מחברים. When it comes to ascertaining the truth, there's no issue of משאי פנים. We don't give favors to a rav or anything like that. There's no rank and there's no nothing counts other than the truth. And certainly between חברוסס. מאידך, on the other hand, גם עקשנוס מעקם אסס אשוס. Stubbornness also distorts straightness. המסעקש להחזיק הספר עשו אחרי שהופכה. A person who stubbornly adheres to his own svara after it's been disproved, מסקחש להמס, is denying the truth. לכן מוכרח הלומד להסתמד. Therefore, the student must teach himself, he must train, and here we quote in Rabbi Israel above, שקיטה סרוח, to reach a certain tranquility, אם כדבריו ואם כדברי חברו לשווה ביניו. So that whether he turns out to be right or his chavrusa turns out to be right, it's exactly the same to him, a tranquility to accept it. זהו הלשמה ההכרחי. This is a necessary lishma, אשר בלעדיו הלימוד אין לימוד. Without which the learning is not learning. It's just argumentation. הן, indeed, as Rabbi Israel pointed out, חריפוס הדעס ומניעס העקשנוס הם שני כוחות מנוגדים. The first concept of defending one's svara with sharpness, and the second one of avoiding being stubborn, are two contradictory forces. Ach haroitzeh b'yeshus v'emes, but somebody who wants straightness and wants truth, tzarich lishtalem b'shnei kochos ele b'yachad. He has to perfect himself in both of these forces. V'zoi tera lishma. That's what Rabbi Israel defines as tera lishma. Kama tzarich ha'tamid chacham lishloit al atzmoy, kedeh lehagi l'yeshus zeis. How much Talmid Chacham is to control himself to reach this yeshus, this straightness. Yeshus besechel, v'yeshus b'midos gemiachad. It's a yeshus in sechel, like we said, to defend one's svara and to motivate it and corroborate it. On the other hand, yeshus b'midos, to be able to admit when he's wrong and not to be stubborn about it. Zoi ha'yeshus ha'derusha l'amitah shel Torah. This is the straightness which is required for the truth of Torah.
בלי ישוס כפול הזה, without this double, double-sided straightness, עלול התלמיד חכם לעוויס ולשבש גופי תורה חס וחלילה. זה תלמיד חכם might ממש distort and undermine fundamentals of Torah. רבי ישראל מזהיר זה, רבי ישראל use this comment about this concept. כי הגם שהתורה מסורה לבני אדם, we had this previously, even though the Torah was given to people, לא יבא שמיים, it was given to human beings, לחתך עניינה כפי מטרה שכל אנושי, to determine its concepts according to the human mind. The human mind is what paskens Torah, what paskens halakha. Nonetheless, lo nichbeshahi. The Torah is not conquered. It's not like we are masters of it. La says, ba'kech has to do with it as we wish, al pi ta'aluchois retzinenu, according to the whims that we have. Pigulu, lo yiratzeh, that's pigul. The Torah is not our chattel to do with as you wish. כמו שיש פיגול בקורבן הנשחט בכוונה לאוכלו חוץ לזמנוי, just like this פיגול, literally, with a korban that was slaughtered right at the outset with the intention to eat it in the wrong time, כך יש פיגול בביאור ובפסק הלכה תוך נגיעה אישית. So too, when a person is paskening הלכה or explaining a gemara through a personal bias, it's פיגול. רבי ישראל פויסל הסביעור והפסק הנולד בנגיעה של רבי ישראל. He tells us that any explanation or psak born out of bias is possible. החובס לבויס פוסל לסעדם הניגש לתורה בנגיעה. החובס לבויס goes further. He says, the person who's approaching Torah with bias is already possible. He quotes החובס לבויס. ונאמר, we've had this recently. כי החוכמה, wisdom, כשמנהיגים עיסה על דרכה, when you let it take its own route, תהיה רפואה לכל מדווה. It is a panacea for all ills. וכשנעיתים מנציב עשה, however, when one forces it, when one tries to manipulate חוכמה, תהיה מדווה כולל, it's an overall illness, שאין לו רפואה ולא ארוחה, it has no healing. על כן אם שאלה תורה באש, that's what the Torah is compared to fire. כמו שכסוב, הלא יחוי דברי כאש, בנביא ירמיהו says, my words are like fire. Why? מפני שמאירה עיניים באוירה, it is very useful in being, in illuminating, nonetheless, סרף is ביקודה, it's very dangerous too. We had this above on דף קוף גימל, if you want to go back. הוו גודל לעניין תורה לשמוע על דרכו של הבנו אויר ישראל, זכרו יגן עלינו. A praise for Harabi Yisrael Misalant explains the concept of Torah Lishma. Hinenu memshichim eskava yoshel lemala. We continue now on this line of straightness going up. Ad heichan ha'adam esuga lagia bechoach ha'yeshus. How far a person is able to go with the power of straightness? Meva'elnu ha'rambam shilhei shmita v'yovel. It's a famous Rambam at the end of ilchei shmita v'yovel shenevi'ehu kan b'milu'e. We're going to quote it fully. בהשלמה למה שהובא כבר בסדר הישר בפרק האחרון של מעריך האדם. As a conclusion, as a completion, to fill out what we already cited of this paragraph in the Rambam above. The Rambam writes, ולא ישבת לוי בלבד, not only the tribe of Levi, אלא כל איש ואיש מכל באי העולם, any individual, אשר נדבה רוחו יסוי, his heart motivates him, והבינו עם הדאוי, and his knowledge tells him, להיבדל, to separate from the agendas of society. לעמוד לפני השם, to stand before הקדוש ברוך הוא, לשרסוי ולעובדוי, to serve him, לדעס את השם, והולך ישר. You see what we're quoting it here in our discussion of Yashus. The Rambam says, and he walks straight כאשר עשה אלוקים, as הקדוש ברוך הוא made him, ופורק מעל צווארוי אויל החשבונס הרבים. He throws off his neck the yoke of all sorts of calculations אשר ביקשו בני אדם that people have. Any individual. הרי זה נסקדש קודש קודשים. Such an individual becomes holy of holies. ויהיה השם חלקו ונחלסוי לעולם ולעולמי עולמים. This is a paraphrase of what the Torah says about the Leviim. So the Rambam is pointing out not just the tribe of Levi. Not only about them was it said that Hashem will be your portion. V'yezakelu ba'olam hazeh davar maspik lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide him in olam hazeh whatever is sufficient for him, k'mo yishezikah l'kohanim l'leviim. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in those times for the Kohanim and the Leviim, they were supported by Klal Yisrael through Truma and Maser. הרי דוד עליו השלם אומר, אז דוד המלך פוצת, השם מנס חלקי וכויסי, אתה תמיך גורלי. השם is my portion. Says the author, הלוי לכל מילה ביד החזקה יש משקל. Every word in the Rambam has weight, ואין במילה מיותרס, there's no redundancy. ולכן עלינו לדייקן. We have to be medayek in the words of the Rambam. הישר הזה, this person the Rambam describes as going straight as Hashem made him. המסמסר לעמוד לפני השם לשרסוי. Devoting himself to serve Hashem. Niskadesh kodesh kodashim, the Rambam says. He becomes holy of holies. Who nimtza lifna velifnim, meaning that this person is really in the kodesh hakodashim, lifnei velifnim. Veloi be'orach chad pe'ami, kekohen gadol b'yom kippurim. Not on a once-off basis, like the kohen gadol once a year on Yom Kippur who enters. Ela hu be'atzmusei niskadesh kach. The Rambam says that this person that he's describing himself is the kodesh hakodashim, much more than the level of the kohen gadol entering once a year. Harei mamash yakaru mikohen gadol nechas lifna velifnim. This is a reference to that pasuk that says about the Torah, yakarai mipeninim. The Torah is more precious than pearls, upon which Chazal comment that the Tamid Chacham is Yakaru Mikoyen Gadol HaNichnas Lifnai VeLifnim. A play on Peninim, the Torah scholar is greater than Koyen Gadol who enters once a year into Kodesh Kodeshim. That's number one. Ure Oidze, see further. The Rambam ends V'Haya Hashem Chelko V'Nachalosei Le'Olam Ul Oyimei Olamim. The Rambam says that Hashem will be his portion forever and ever in all worlds. Hein U'Mimatana Nachalu Eil, as the Gemara in Eruvin puts it, yeah, on the pasuk mimatana nachali eil, and the Gemara speaks about this from matana they nachalu eil. Hashem is their portion. Vezeis boilam haze uv oilam haemes uv oilam achret chayas haemesim. This is true in olam haze, olam haemes, the world after chayas haemesim. All of this. Now, beur hadvarim, to explain this. Yoyisher ukav yeshar she'en lo gvul. When we speak about yoyisher, it's a straight line without limit. It's an infinitely long line. Just like it has no boundary when it comes from above to below, it has no boundary when it goes from the bottom towards the top. The person who earns this, miskadesh yoser v'yoser b'chayim chayosoy, he becomes holier and holier. Ve'oile u'misale ad yomo achron al adamis, he grows and grows to his very last day upon this earth. U'mikanu koyfetz leveis olamoy, and then jumps into his base olam, ki gam olamos psuchim nefanav. Those worlds are open before him, the nachalu eil, and then he inherits HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his portion. Hein ha'aliyah la'yashar v'lech b'sosinu HaKadoshah ein la'gvul. Growth for this person who's yashar is without limit. Ashe alken pikudei Hashem yesharim yisamchei lev, this is of course the pasuk, pikudei Hashem yesharim yisamchei lev, those who have the mitzvois are gladden the heart. Ul yishrei lev simcha. Those who have yeshus, it also comes with simcha. B'siyum perek zeh, as we conclude this chapter, nilchoish lakuire davar shelachashulon yudei chen. We're going to whisper to the reader something that was whispered to us, but those who know chuchmas anistar, Kabbalah. Be'ahavascha she'ahavto yisoy, uv simcha she'samachta boi, Koroses Shemo Yisrael Bishur, when we send the tefillah. Through the love that you loved him, Yaakov Avinu, and through the joy that you had in him, you Hashem called him Yisrael Vishurun. Notice the term connotes straightness. Velachashulun, so these masters of Kabbalah whispered to us. Ki gam b'shem Yisrael Yishnam Yisrael Yishar. Not only in the name Yishurun, which is obviously Yashar, that's the root, but in the name Yisrael, also you have the letters of Yashar. V'evshar likol Hashem ze Yashar Eil. The word Yisrael can be read as Yashar Eil. V'shem ze mitzayin sakav Yashar yored milemala lemata. So that name, Yisrael, indicates the straight line we discussed in the beginning of this chapter, the one that goes from above to below. Haynu b'inyaneinu me'atura shekadmali v'yaso ilam tav tav kuf ayin dalit terois. That Torah that preceded the world, and we discussed it as a mashal, the world that preceded, the Torah that preceded the creation of the world, all the way to the Torah, Ad Torah Shikula Tavlin LaYetzer, all the way down to the Torah, the second Luchois, which is the Tavlin LaYetzer, the Shema'ir Sheba Machzir Mutav Fil Reshaim, where the light in it is able to bring back, even Rishayim. That's the term Yisrael Yashael, the strangers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Hashem Yeshurun, that other name that we are given, that indicates the straight line with which Klal Yisrael grows from the bottom to the top and grows and grows and grows without limit. With the power of the Torah, which is Kadosh and Yashar. Achein vayi bishurun melech. Those words are very fitting. Adkan.